thing, and she will remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. But the kind of peace I give you is not like the world's peace. Don't let your hearts be distressed. Don't be fierce. Don't be fearful. And then from Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, endurance, and they say patient endurance, so I guess it's the same thing, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these sorts of things, there is no law. These are the words from our ancient story. Thanks be to God.
With a few exceptions, and there are always exceptions, most of us would express to others that we desire peace, that we want to see peace in the world, peace in our country, peace in our province, and peace in ourselves. Most of us, and this is not true either of all of us, but most of us don't like conflict. And we have desired that no one in the world be torn apart by dissension or discord. We want people to learn to get along. We want wars to end and for harmony and agreement in our communities to prevail. Wouldn't the world be lovely, we think, if we could come to some understanding that allowed for peace? Everyone then free to live their lives as they desire. What a nice version of the world that would be. And of course, very far from the reality of how the world has ever been. Because peace, like the hope that I spoke about last week, is complicated. The peace that we think we desire is not only impossible, it's not even a preferable state of being. Because reality is, we as human beings need conflict. Of course, the right kind of conflict. A conflict that doesn't equate to killing or harming another. But we need the kind of conflict in the world, in relationships, and even in ourselves that challenge us to learn, to generate new ideas with the back and forth of conflict, to generate creativity, even within ourselves. To be creative, we need conflict within ourselves. We need conflict to bring about change and keep us stimulated to think and grow and pursue higher knowledge. Lack of conflict leads really to apathy, stagnation, and boredom. We don't need the kind of peace that we often think we want. That kind of peace doesn't bring about anything new in the world. So who wants to watch movies or read books or be in relationships that have no conflict? None of us. We love the thrill of the conflict and then its ultimate creative resolution. So when we hear this title, Prince of Peace, that's usually applied to Jesus often throughout this season, we can be sure that the Prince of Peace does not bring about this kind of peace on earth, the kind of peace that prevents conflict and makes sure that everyone gets along. And yet our scripture implies this morning that he did come to offer peace to those who desire it. Not a peace that the world offers, he said, but a peace that is unlike any other. Because this type of peace that the world offers or promotes is we want to have alliances with each other, where parties agree to get along for the sake of not harming each other. or this kind of peace eventually always breaks down and conflict reignites. Or we want the kind of peace that implies that we have come to some higher spiritual plane where we never experience unpleasant feelings and learn to love ourselves and everybody else, and then everything is a state of bliss. Or we're led to believe that peace means that everyone will get along and all will work out in the end like some happy fairy tale. There's always conflict in a fairy tale, though, before it gets to the end. And none of these remotely look like the kind of peace that Jesus offers. Because the peace that Jesus offers is messy and sometimes painful and often contradicts, in fact, what we think of as peace. It is a peace, Scripture says, that passes understanding, a peace that comes from the fruit of the Spirit of God. So what is that peace that Jesus spoke of, that peace that passes understanding, the peace that he left with his disciples and he leaves for us today? Well, it certainly is something that is different than from the absence of conflict. In fact, it's a peace that embraces the necessity of conflict, of friction, of uneasiness. It is a peace that doesn't take away what we're experiencing, but allows us to name and accept what we're experiencing without needing to change it. That's the key. It acknowledges who we are without needing to change who we are. It is the peace of accepting life exactly as it is, rather than what we want it to be or what we dream of it being. So I'm going to let you in a big secret that we're never told. We are right now where we are supposed to be. Right where we're supposed to be. We have always been here. Right where we're supposed to be in our lives. Now think about that for a moment. We have always lived the lives we're supposed to. I'm not suggesting that we were predestined to live these lives, because I don't believe that. What I am saying is that all of our choices, the circumstances in our lives, not always of our choosing, the beliefs and influences that we have had in our lives have led us to right where we are right now. There could be nothing else. Everything has brought us to right where we are right now. There is nothing else but just living the life we have in this moment and in every moment. This is a hard one to wrap our minds around, because we maybe have dreamt something else for our lives and it didn't turn out. We wanted or want more. We don't like things in our lives and we wish that they had been different or they are different. We even might feel sorry for ourselves or angry at the things that went on or have happened to us. We might think that it isn't fair, that life isn't fair. Nevertheless, we are living the lives that we are supposed to live. Because there is no other life to live except the one we're living right now. There is no other life to live except the one we have. It is difficult to imagine that the struggle and pain and terrible things that people have had to do and endure, and that everyone lives at some point in their lives, is supposed to happen. But it does. So it is our reality. If life were meant to be lived in another way, we would be living it. Why do I say this when it comes to peace? Because it's easy to live peace when all is calm, when everything is good in our lives. It's easy to feel more peaceful. But when we accept and embrace our lives as they are, paradoxically, that is the key to peace. Accepting our lives as they are, not as what we want them to be, because there becomes an internal conflict in us when we recognize where we are and where we want to be. When we accept exactly where we are, that's when we find peace. To embrace what we are now, to befriend all that we've done and all that we feel, to make friends with the parts of us that we aren't proud of or don't like. I'm going to say that again. We need to make friends with the parts of us we don't like. To not live in some fantasy or dream of some other life or rail against the one we have is then to find peace. When we accept this and live our lives exactly as they are, that is when we are free. Free to make the choices we want. Free to make decisions without inner conflict. People have found this peace over and over again in the midst of the most horrific and adverse situations imaginable. Not in calm, but when they found that life as it was had to be lived right in the moment. Corrie Ten Boom, Mother Teresa, Viktor Frankl, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Jesus found peace. Jesus didn't live the life that we would have mapped out for him. He was rejected and hated, reviled, spit on, mocked, tried, and eventually killed in a very horrific way. He got angry. He argued with people. He called his disciples out on their behavior. He chastised people for their greed and stubbornness. He retreated from people. Then he got interrupted and often annoyed at people. He was never rich, never wrote a book, wasn't famous in his time, probably more infamous than famous. And would we say he didn't live the life he was supposed to? He did, as difficult as it became. And in him, we recognize God. If he was a mediator of God's peace and still experienced these things in his life, then peace doesn't mean life is easy. That's what peace is. In fact, perhaps sometimes it's the opposite. We learn to have peace in the struggles. He found that peace that passes understanding, a peace that allowed him to live in the chaos, in disappointments and challenges that life inevitably leads each of us to, and yet he could find peace. I'm going to go even further than that. I'm going to say that Herod and Pilate also lived the lives they were supposed to. Herod, this evil, wicked king. Pilate, the leader of the soldiers that killed Jesus. They lived the lives they were supposed to. As did Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the magi. They all have their place in the story of Jesus, of life. They all had their part. They lived their lives as they were supposed to. Still today, perhaps there are reviled leaders. There are poor and rich, unwed parents, immigrants and stargazers who are living the lives that they are supposed to, even when we can't see the end of the story or even the arc of the story. Maybe the people we hate are living the lives they're supposed to. To be brutally honest about our lives and everything in them, including the conflict we experience, is to live in reality and from there to choose what is next without needing to pretend that there is anything but this very reality and not to daydream about life as we would want it to be, but as it is. Peace, if you're going to have that kind of peace, is always an inside-out job. The world as we know it will change. It always changes. And the world we want to experience is a world that comes to that kind of peace, where people will not be harmed, but find that peace that changes the world. A peace that admits that conflict and struggle is necessary for creativity, and yet will not overflow into violence and destruction. Jesus' life was not the life we would imagine for someone who was called the Prince of Peace. Because no one gets through life without conflict, fear, regret, shame, pain, anger, or suffering. No one, and Jesus least of all. Yet he was a man of peace. He didn't ask for a different life than what he had. He embraced it. He knew that life on earth could never be another way. This is what it means to be human. Accept life as it is. This is the source of peace. Embrace all of who you are. Don't pretend you're someone you're not or hide the fullness of who you are. You are living the life you are supposed to live. Live it as fully as you can. And in that reality, may you find the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that Jesus modeled. Life is no more or less than it is at this very moment. Know that God, though, is always with us in all circumstances to offer us strength and courage to live life fully right now. Not to overcome conflicts and challenges, but to accept and live into life as it actually is. And then we move courageously and honestly toward whatever it will be. Let's take a moment for reflection.